You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Many Central New Yorkers worry about the costs of prescription drugs, whether that's for prescriptions you're taking now or medications you might need in the future. WAER's Chris Bolt reports Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has a proposal to stop what she's calling price gouging.
Syracuse's Krauss Hospital served as the backdrop for Kirsten Gillibrand to announce her plan to keep prescription drug prices as affordable as possible. She notes the average cost of medications jumped 9% last year, four times inflation, but some cases are much worse.
A couple whose the husband had cancer and his treatment was $5,000 a month, and I don't want to leave my wife destitute if I do pass away. And so he chose not to get that treatment, which means he died because he couldn't afford to spend the money that he needed to survive.
Krauss Medical Practices' Dr. Carl Butch says doctors often don't even find out when drug prices spike.
When a pharmaceutical company steps in and changes the cost of a drug from $300 a month to $6,000 a month overnight, that's a huge problem for us. Or when they take two generic medications that have been out for many years and cost pennies to produce, charging $3,000 a month. I think this is an important issue to tackle.
Gillibrand's bill, the Stop Price Gouging Act, would require pharmaceutical companies to justify increases that exceed inflation, impose penalties for price spikes, and reinvest those fines into drug research, often the reason given for soaring prices. Gillibrand also made news today by calling for the elimination of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. She says the mission is supposed to be humanitarian.
ICE, unfortunately, has become, under this president specifically, a deportation force, just a group of people that spend their time deporting people and breaking up families. And what's most outrageous to me is ICE agents who are going into the legal immigration process. When you're coming in to get your green card, when you're doing your paperwork to become a citizen, that they are deporting those people.
She suggests restructuring with immigration help at the border and a different agency policing drug trafficking and criminals trying to get into the country. Gillibrand is seeking re-election in November against Republican Shell Farley. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.